Got another chance for you to win tickets for the sold-out Coachella coming up in less than an hour on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. On the show today, we have People Are Dumb. We have What's Up with Florida, a naked and greasy thief. Not a combination you ever want to see together. There was three concerts canceled in England because of Kanye West. Ye was the headliner at the Wireless Festival, and I believe he was going to play three nights, and the country won't let him in because of his anti-Semitic comments. We have the 420 Catch of the Day, which is our new music feature, and in the 5 o'clock hour, a four-pack of Six Flags Magic Mountain tickets, and the countdown is on. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Oh, I get it now. That's funny. But seriously, I hate you, and I hope you get hit by a truck.
Brand new Strokes called Going Shopping. They are scheduled to play at 8 p.m. on Saturday night at Coachella. It's K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon thinking about going out to Coachella this weekend.
We do have some interesting weather for this weekend, and that could affect your weekend plans. But we also have a big weekend, too, because it's the first weekend of Coachella, and we are looking at some chances of showers there this weekend.
Son of a bitch. I don't remember it ever raining any amount at Coachella.
This isn't just a forecast for Coachella. This is going to be for a lot of us. So we are heading into some chances of rain. But if you are headed to the low desert this weekend,
that's us.
It is going to be one of those weekends where we could get a little bit of rain, maybe even a thunderstorm for the low desert.
I mean, as long as the thunderstorm isn't right above us, that'll be pretty cool looking. Hell of a light show.
Now, of course, we're so used to dealing with wind down that way. It is going to be warm, but the nighttime hours, that's going to start to really cool off. So we will start to see it get a little chillier. You're definitely going to want the jackets with you.
Yeah, if you've never been out to Coachella, it seriously can be face of the sun hot during the day and then face of the moon cold at night. It's crazy, the extremes.
And something to help protect you in case we do get some rain as we head into your Saturday.
Doesn't sound terrible.
Saturday's going to be the best chance for all of us, not just the low desert.
Oh, you mean the best day for rain, Saturday. Okay.
And then we'll head into Sunday, and at least for the low desert, it could be clearing Sunday. Stay tuned for those changes. That's going to be kind of on the outer periphery of this system.
So it sounds like mainly Saturday for rain at Coachella? The worst I've ever seen it rain at a festival was Lollapalooza 2002 in Chicago. And Foo Fighters were playing. At first, it started raining lightly. Then it started raining medium. And then it really started to come down, like buckets and buckets of water. And most of the people left.
Oh, my God, it's raining!
And Foo Fighters stayed on stage. And I recognized that because most people left, I could walk up close to the stage, although my feet were sinking about knee-deep into mud. Also, about 100 feet away from the stage, I couldn't see the stage. It was raining so hard. It was great. I had to leave my shoes in Chicago. They were a giant brick of mud. But it's not going to be that this weekend. Thank God for Coachella. K-Rock, hello.
Hi, is this for the Coachella giveaway?
This number? Is the Coachella giveaway number, 323-847-2654. We're doing it again at 3 o'clock.
Perfect. And what are, like, the rules? Like, who wins it?
It's just caller 20 when we tell you to call.
Got you. Okay, so just keep listening, right?
Yep.
Thanks.
Good luck. It's a world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We're a smidge early to give away the tickets for Coachella. Sold-out passes for Coachella. And the number that you usually call, 800, is not working. So here's the new number, 323-847-2654. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Jesse.
Jesse, you are caller 20. Nicely done. You got tickets to the sold-out Coachella this weekend.
Nice. Thank you so much, K-Rock.
You are so welcome. Congratulations. Have a great time.
Thank you so much. I love you.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Congratulations, Jesse, who just got those tickets for Coachella. We've got another chance for you to win them at 6 o'clock this afternoon on K-Rock. Here's some news from a different music festival overseas.
A popular music festival in London has been canceled because the British government refused to let its headliner, Kanye West, into the United Kingdom.
That's a problem.
It comes after a backlash over years of anti-Semitic and other offensive comments by the rapper.
Yeah, when you're selling T-shirts with swastikas on them, that can be a problem.
After 10 reporter Joel Gargiulo joining us now with more on this story. Joel.
Well, the Wireless Festival was set for 3 days in July with Kanye, or Ye, as he is now going by, as the headliner.
I guess at the Wireless Festival, they do the headliner 3 nights in a row.
Trying to stage what he calls a, what most are calling a career comeback. So in a statement, the festival said in part this: as with every wireless festival, multiple stakeholders were consulted in advance of booking Ye, and no concerns were highlighted at the time.
How is that possible? Dude had a song called Heil Hitler, sold swastika T-shirts. How did nobody see a problem with this?
Then they added, anti-Semitism in all its forms is abhorrent, and we recognize the real and personal impact these issues have had. Now, Kanye has since responded, releasing a statement of his own, saying, to those I've hurt, I've been following the conversation around wireless and want to address it directly. My only goal is to come to London and present a show of change, bringing unity, peace, and love through my music.
I mean, let's be honest, that hasn't been the message for a long time.
I would be grateful for the opportunity to meet with members of the Jewish community in the UK in person to listen. I know words aren't enough. I'll have to show change through my actions. If you're open, I'm here. Signing off with love, Ye, formerly known as Kanye West.
Talking about the Wireless Festival in London.
Now, as for Ye's latest album, Bully, it debuted at number 2 on the Billboard 200. He did recently have 2 sold-out concerts in Los Angeles.
At SoFi, it was sold out 2 nights.
As for the Wireless Festival, refunds will be issued to all ticket holders.
About an hour from right now, we have the 420 Catch of the Day. It's our new music feature on the world-famous K-Rock.
Hey, put your hands up! Put your hands up!
And so the chase begins.
I mean, not to be technical, but put your hands up is pretty much at the end of every chase. What's up with Florida's coming up next on K-Rock. We are still giving away tickets to the sold-out Coachella. Got more passes for you this afternoon on K-Rock.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
Hey, put your hands up! Put your hands up!
And so the chase begins.
I mean, not to be technical, but put your hands up is pretty much at the end of every chase.
You can bet the deputies weren't expecting this when the shift started.
I got one running, going westbound behind just the fence. He's naked.
I'm sorry, what was that last part?
He's naked.
That makes everything so much worse.
You heard that right, naked and on the run.
He's in the pool. Still running.
Not just that, deputies say he was covered in blood, grease, and peppermint oil.
What kind of party was this man in Florida coming from? Or going to?
He's slippery.
Words you don't ever want to say at work. He's slippery.
He may have been a slippery suspect, but these 4 deputies were able to take him into custody.
I'm new to the news, and it seems like everybody talks like this, so that's what I'm gonna do.
In fact, they caught up to him on a trampoline.
What are we, playing Mad Libs now? They caught up to him on a trampoline.
You're gonna get paid. Put your hands behind your back.
Now, as you might have assumed, deputies believe that man was under the influence of some kind of substance. Now he's being charged with several crimes. Neighbors here telling us they feel violated after all this. They're hoping nothing like this ever happens again.
Forget the neighbors. I feel bad for the officers having to deal with a naked, greasy burglar. Oh, by the way, if you get a chance this weekend, check out the Naked, Greasy Burglars at the Dew Lab. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 Catch of the Day. On the way, right now it's time for 3 Things at 4.
K-Rock. K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
3 Things at 4.
1, 2, 3.
This is 3 Things at 4. I'm Kevin Ryder in for Megan Holliday. Thing 1, a passenger gives birth aboard a flight from Jamaica to New York. Caribbean Airlines confirmed the passenger on a flight from Jamaica to New York gave birth just as the plane was landing at JFK.
Audio of the conversation between the pilot and the ground control operator were obtained by CBS News, and then somebody suggested that she name the baby Kennedy.
Gave birth on flight BW005 after departing from Kingston, Jamaica yesterday. The airline says the mom and newborn, were attended to by medical personnel once they arrived at JFK.
Dude, does that mean she gave birth while the plane was landing by herself?
No word on if the mother did actually name the baby Kennedy.
I'm going to give that one a solid no. Number two, a South African politician goes snorkeling in a giant pothole to highlight city management failures. This is a 75-year-old woman who's running for mayor of South Africa's biggest city. She went snorkeling in a large water-filled pothole to get everyone's attention about the mismanagement of the city. And story number three, a persistent woman who's been playing the Michigan lottery twice a week for decades had her persistence pay off with a $1.1 million prize. 65-year-old Bay County woman told Michigan lottery officials she hasn't missed a Lottery 47 drawing since the game began. She uses the same numbers every time. She bought her ticket from Besson's Supermarket on South Huron Road and didn't realize that her ticket was the winning ticket. Her friend called her and said, hey, by the way, a winning ticket was sold there for $1 million. And that woman said, hey, that's funny. That's where I bought mine. And then she went and looked at her ticket, and she won $1.1 million. And that is three things at four on K-Rock.
K-R-L-K. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
We are celebrating Coachella all week long. It starts Friday through Sunday. And I'm going to highlight a song that you may not know who did it. This is a song by the XX. And they are reuniting to play Coachella Friday night at 7 p.m. The XX did an instrumental song named Intro, and you've probably heard it 1,000 different places. It's been used in TV ads, sports moments, all kinds of playlists. It's called Intro, and it's the XX, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is song is called Intro. It is from the XX from their 2009 debut album, and you've heard it 1,000 different places, and you will hear it Friday night at 7 o'clock at Coachella, and that's our 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. In the 5 o'clock hour this afternoon, we have a four-pack of tickets for you to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain. Tell you how next on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We're going to take your stories like we usually do. The phones are down, like they are sometimes. Sometimes we don't pay our bill. I don't know what's going on. But the phone number is 323-847-2654. And this is based on the Florida story where a bleeding burglary suspect covered in grease was arrested. And I just can't imagine the neighbors said that they hope they never have to see something like that again. And that's the kind of stuff that I love. A guy that's running through my backyard. I don't want him to be naked. I do want him to be covered in grease because I need to figure out what the hell is going on with that guy. So that is what I'm looking for, is the strangest thing you've ever seen. Probably from a stranger, I assume it will be. But the strangest thing you've ever seen, we will take your calls and texts. The number is 323-847-2654. And the best call will get a four-pack of Six Flags Magic Mountain tickets. So the strangest thing you've ever seen, 323-847-2654. It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ, taking your phone calls on the strangest things you've seen other people do. The 800 number is out. The number is 323-847-2654. Taking your phone calls on the strangest thing you've seen strangers do. 323-847-2654 is the phone number. It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Did a story earlier today about a naked bleeding burglary suspect who was covered in grease running through someone's backyard. And I thought, how many of us have seen strangers do things that are weird? So the topic is weirdest interaction with a stranger. Our 800 number is down. So the phone number is 323-847-2654. And the best call or text will win a four-pack of tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain. You saw a stranger do something weird.
Yeah, one time when I was like 13 years old, I walked to the 7-Eleven by my house,
And there was a homeless looking guy who was covered in blood, came and sat next to me. And he told me that he saw me in his dream last night and that he had to come and talk to me.
What the hell?
Yeah.
He was covered in blood at 13 years old. I have no idea what I would have done.
What did you do? Did you run?
I didn't do anything. I was terrified. I just sat there and listened to him, and then he left.
Paralyzed with fear.
Oh, yeah. I felt like I needed to be his friend in that moment. If I would have ran, I don't know.
I think I would have fast-stepped it away, backwards, facing him. K-Rock, hello.
I've seen two people actually riding on a unicycle.
How do you do that?
They were on each other's shoulders.
What? Were they at a circus?
No, they were at the beach, Venice.
What? Oh, Venice Beach. That's kind of a circus.
Yeah.
That seems impossible.
That's what I thought, too, dude.
Did you run up and push him over?
No, I was in the car. I couldn't.
Oh, it's too bad. Also, I'm not sure why that's my first thought. K-Rock, hello.
The weirdest is someone had their vacuum cleaner out on the sidewalk with like a 100-foot extension cord.
Was it on and they were vacuuming the sidewalk?
They were literally going back and forth doing the vacuum, and I had to sit there and watch them for a while to see what they were doing. And then they got the extension out and started going between the cracks of the grass and the sidewalk.
Is this your neighbor?
It was someone like about probably a block down the road there, and I just on the way home, and I had to stop.
Of course. How long did you watch the guy vacuum the sidewalk?
It was between 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, I would have done the same, just trying to figure out what the end game is.
Exactly.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi, I just want to make sure this is the right number to call for those Coachella tickets.
This is the right number. It's 6 o'clock.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good luck. Bye-bye. Not taking those calls right now, though. We are taking calls of the weirdest interaction you had with a stranger. Our 800 number is broken, so the number is 323-847-2654. Taking your phone calls at 323-847-2654. The weirdest encounter with a stranger from K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ, and that's not supposed to be played. Sorry, that's my bad. I'll get that. Okay, we've been talking about the strangest, the weirdest interactions that you've had with strangers. That is the topic. You have a call on that?
I'm at a family party, and I left something in the car, and I had to go outside to get it, obviously.
Right.
I'm about, I think, 14 years old. And so I go back to what I think is the house of the party, and I walked into someone's living room, and him and his wife were
having sex.
And I thought I walked into the family party, and I walked into the wrong home. It was the worst, most embarrassing moment of my life, and I'm pretty sure it was the most embarrassing moment of theirs.
What? Were they having sex?
Yes, and it was an old couple.
How old?
I didn't even know people did it that old. I was 14.
You were 15,
I was
14 right.
And I walked in on this 60-year-old couple having sex on their couch, which rightfully so. It's their home. I walked into the wrong home.
Yeah. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, K-Rock.
The weirdest interaction you had with a stranger.
The weirdest interaction I had was actually yesterday. And this guy has two shoes on, different shoes. One is pink. One is a giant boot going up, and we said, can we help you? Why are you up there?
Wait, he had one pink shoe and a boot that went up to his knee?
One pink shoe and one boot going up to his knee. He goes, do you guys happen to have any milk? And we actually do have some milk. What's up with the shoes? He goes, that's all I got. I was like, for sure, we got to get this guy some milk. Like, look at his shoes.
Did you donate to the cause?
We did. We got him some milk.
Nice. Nice. K-Rock, hello.
Okay, so, yeah, I got a weird one.
Okay.
My daughter's boyfriend, he got out of, like, jail. This was years ago.
Okay.
And he comes back, and he's like, oh, I got to show you this really great thing to eat. It's, like, you know, really popular in prison or jail or whatever.
Right.
And I'm, like, watching him put this thing together. He gets a trash bag and, like, ramen noodles. Crushed, and then he put whatever else in there, wrapped it up in a trash bag, and I'm like, that was so weird. And it's been years, but now if you Google it, it's actually called some sort of brick or a swole spread.
It's really a thing?
It is a staple of prison cuisine.
Was he proud to show you that?
Oh, yeah. Like, he was just like, yeah, this is great. He tried to get me to try it, and I'm like, no, no. Like, trash bag involved in my food.
Right.
No.
That's a pretty good rule of thumb.
Yeah, that was pretty weird.
All right, I got to be honest. I can't stop thinking about the guy that was vacuuming the sidewalk, and that was Robert. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, congratulations. You're a winner.
All right.
Well done watching somebody vacuum the sidewalk.
Yeah.
You got a 4-pack of Six Flags Magic Mountain tickets.
All right. Yeah.
So we have your tickets for the sold-out Coachella, which starts this Friday.
But our phone lines are down. So right. Here's the number that you're going to need to win your 3-day passes. It is 323-847-2654.
And it'll be right after STP.
STP, 323-847-2654.